We love hearing from listeners about works of art and entertainment that have changed their lives somehow. We got an email from Jonathan Amsbury about a TV show he loved as a kid in the 1960s featuring a certain criminal defense attorney who never seemed to lose a case.
One of my favorite shows at the time was Perry Mason, because he was always defending some innocent person who was caught in the system.
The state is saying your motive for killing Sidemark was your belief that he killed your protege, Barry Conrad.
And you're trying to tell me he didn't?
Here was someone who was making sure that justice was done.
I intend to prove he did, and I intend to clear his name.
At the same time, my parents were friends with a bunch of young lawyers from the Legal Aid Society in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and they were sort of the real-life Perry Mason. They were all incredibly, you know, attractive and vibrant and energetic, and they could talk to me about going to law school and about becoming a lawyer. My goal was to make a difference, to really help people and to really help clean up the system and make the system do what it's supposed to do, help America be what it's supposed to be. In 1973, I was a senior in high school, and my mother took me to see the movie The Paper Chase. Paper Chase is about a student, John Hart.
My name's Hart. Came to ask you to join my study group.
The Hart character is a young man from the Midwest who comes to Harvard and encounters in his first class, which is contracts, with Professor Kingsfield. And Kingsfield is in the business of making lawyers, that a normal human being looks at an issue of justice, of right and wrong, and that these issues really are irrelevant. It's really about what does the law say? How can the law be manipulated?
Mr. Hart, it's obvious that notice is not important here. The offer requires no notice. It requires no personal communication.
And what is throughout the movie, what you see is this transformation of this sort of young, idealistic Midwesterner becoming more sort of ground into the system and senses of right and wrong and good and bad get quickly washed away.
I failed. I worked so hard on that goddamn paper. Well, he may flunk me!
They finally got you, didn't they, Hart? They sucked all that Midwestern charm right out of you.
He encounters Kingsfield's daughter, and they start a romance.
Look, he's got you scared to death. Oh, you're going to pass because you're the kind the law school wants.
You know, she confronts him and says, you've been in a paper chase all your life, your high school diploma, your college diploma, now your law degree.
Your piece of paper that's no different than this, and you can stick it in your silver box with all the other paper in your life. Your birth certificate, your driver's license, your marriage license, your stock certificates, and your will.
As if this, okay, your life's over. This is the death of you.
Susan?
Excuse me.
She's saying, you can be a man or you could be a lawyer. And I was buying into the movie and hoping he'd go with her, hoping that he would turn away from and not be so indoctrinated, that this was something that I probably don't want to do, that I don't want to think like that. But I wasn't going to make a decision based on a movie, and so I needed to do more research and I needed to find out. And I wound up speaking with one of these legal aid lawyers that I had gotten to know who had become a professor. And he explained to me that the movie was pretty much dead on and that lawyers are mostly people who help write contracts, who help people who have money make more money, and you know, the Perry Masons of the world don't really make a living because the little guy who is trapped in the system doesn't have the money to pay you. And so if you're going to make a living at it, you have to, in a sense, be that Kingsfield. You have to be that cog in the machine. And I decided that isn't what I want it to be. And now I'm a professor of communication studies here at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. And most of the things I teach are in the realm of how people talk to each other, how they work in organizations, how they work in groups. I teach classes in interviewing and small group communication. And, you know, my students can take what I'm teaching them and really make things better for themselves. A lot of them first-generation students, a lot of them from lower-income families. And this is really a good leg up for them. They come back afterwards and say, you know, you helped me in my job interview and I negotiated a better paycheck for myself, or in some way that really is kind of a marvelous feeling, and that's been very gratifying for me. I don't know if I found justice, but I think I'm at least helping the little guy.
Jonathan Amsbary listens to our show in Birmingham, Alabama on WBHM. Studio 360's Jenny Lawton produced our story with help from Mooj Zadie. If some TV show or movie or book or other cultural artifact ever changed your life, let us know at studio360.org, and we may ask you to tell your story on the air.